Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is James Wemmett, CEO of Natural Nano. Natural Nano trades on the OTC Bulletin Board. Ticker symbol is NNAN. And the company is a developer of extended-release technologies and a supplier of polymer additives based on naturally occurring nanomaterials. Thanks for joining us today, James.
I appreciate it.
Great. Start off by talking about the company's commercial order from Fiat Vila for the tubes.
Yeah, that was very exciting. You know, one of our goals in 2009 is to convert a lot of our joint development partners from 2008 into commercial orders. Fiablo has been working with us since last summer, and through testing and et cetera, we have found that releasing certain ingredients in the tubes in their products actually enhance for commercial use for the customers. And this is what the announcement was about. Fiablo is actually one of the major nail polish manufacturers in the world. There's only like two major ones, and we're excited to work with them, and we're excited to finally get into a commercial order stance with them. And as this develops throughout the year, we expect it to be a nice revenue stream for Natural Nano.
And talk to us a little bit. Give us a little bit of insight about the product, the tubes. And
well, Natural Nano, as you mentioned in the opening, is, you know, we're basically an R&D company, but we're a lot farther in that now. I mean, when we first started, we were researching a lot of the aspects of halloysite tubes, and as you mentioned, they're basically a natural, out of the ground. They're in the kaolin family of clays. So what that means, it's safe, and kaolin products have been used before in the cosmetic and food packaging industry. I want to emphasize here, and I constantly do that to educate people, is that we are not carbon-based. Rather, we are natural material found in clay deposits in a number of countries around the world. And Natural Nano is committed to use natural occurring nanomaterials in our research and development, and especially in our consumer products like we did Fiablo. And that's what gets their interest. And lately, the interest is very high, especially in the cosmetic area. We've had actually some other companies get a hold of us. There's other areas that when we fulfill the tubes with what we have, our very patent, extended patent portfolio, we'll talk about in a minute, but for time release of additives. And that's actually where our expertise lies. Natural Nano is kind of has like two sides of what we do. One is we take our halloysite tubes and put them in with polymer additives, and that makes it stronger and lighter. So that's one thing that we do. And then the other thing that we concentrate on is the time release, which is what our patents cover.
Great. And the company just filed a 10-K 2 days ago. Can you give us some of the highlights?
Well, in the company, I've only been a CEO for about 6-7 weeks. We had an exit of our previous management team. It was a situation last year where the recession hit and some of their commercial orders didn't happen late in the fall. And as you see with Fiablo, for example, that's just starting up, and one of our major ones that they had planned did not come across. So it got into a little downturn and got strapped a little financially. The investment bankers that are involved with Natural Nano have stepped back to the plate, put me on board, and invested some more cash into the company. They believe, as I believe, after I've done basically a bottoms-up analysis of the company and the technology, that it's very strong. We've got a great technical team. We've got key customers out there, and we got some excellent potential strategic partners that we have had a lot of activity. One thing that I have found, especially in the last, I'd say, 4 to 5 weeks here, the recession doesn't seem to be hindering the high level of company contacts coming into Natural Nano. Many corporations are finally paying attention to our specialized technology and also our extended patent portfolio. And in the 10-K, we list some of our patents. But if you go to our website, www.naturalnano.com, I have all our patents listed there. And as we mentioned earlier, one of our focuses, again, for 2009, besides converting our strategic partners into commercial orders, is to license our patent portfolio. It's very complete. It really covers the time-release technology, extended time release in our products. For example, you could take a nano tube, and again, There's some pictures on our website, naturalnano.com, and you can actually load the tube with things such as fragments. You could load it with pesticides, that type of thing. So after extended time, well, this is like, say, if you fertilize your yard, it would come out of the tubes later and get the extended time release instead of just being a one-time fertilization.
Good answer. And in terms of how the company works within the industry, are alliances and partnerships an important part of your model?
Very important. It's we actually have been dealing with Fortune 500 and actually Fortune 50 companies who have come to Rochester, New York to see our lab. We have a 9,300 square foot state-of-the-art lab facility, and they're very impressed with our R&D and what we do. But they're very interested in our technology, and it's very crucial to Natural Nano to keep alliance with these companies. They actually helped fund our research. Last year, we had quite a few thousands of dollars in funding from these major corporations. Unfortunately, as a small company, we're not allowed to announce their names. They like to keep it quiet that they're working with us and what areas that they're working into. Sometimes we can mention around what the technology is, but we sure can't mention the corporation's names. It's trade secret things.
Understandable. And talk a little bit about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned Natural Nano is to capitalize on these trends.
Well, again, Natural Nano is a little different, a lot different actually, in the sense that we are not carbon based. So being a natural occurring nanotube out of the ground, coming from mines, coming from the clay, gives us a step up, I would say, with the carbon nanotube companies that you read about. So being that gives us the edge to have conversations. I had an inquiry this morning, first thing, from Russia. Again, it was all more about natural occurring materials. A lot of people are playing with the carbon base, but they're very concerned of, you know, if you get involved with food or packaging and that kind of stuff, you cannot have a carbon nanotube involved in those areas. So Natural Nano has been has a very proprietary technology in this time release area, and we think that's where Natural Nano's growth is going to come this year, is with partnering with these major Fortune 500 companies in a lot of different areas.
And are you looking to grow the company organically, or will you look for M&A activities?
That's always a good question, right? Natural Nano, we figure the growth, where we'd really like to be is to do major licensing. We'll never be a major brick and mortar, I would call it, and manufacture major orders. What we want to do is find our Fortune 100 type companies that want to use tonnage of halloocyte tubes. And then we would train and give our secret sauce, so to speak, to them and let them do all the production in that. And then we would get a licensing package with these people. When you can get nanotubes implanted in some of these commercial products that are out there or consumer products, these products do millions and millions of dollars, $50 million, $100 million a year in revenue. You only need a small little 2, 3, 4% of that and back to Natural Nano and royalty fees to sustain our company and keep our growth going.
And walk us through your background and experience and perhaps some of that of your key management team, James.
Well, I've been self-employed all my whole life, so I've had multiple companies and have sold companies, started many companies. Definitely an entrepreneur at heart. I enjoy the challenge of Natural Nano today, but once I get into it and realize the potential and the customer base that is very interested in this, the upside looks very promising for Natural Nano. I have some scientists that are on board that have been with Natural Nano since day one, and a very talented team. We actually use a lot of consultants. Nowadays, you hate to say it, but with the recession and et cetera, there's some very talented individuals, and especially in Rochester, New York, we have a nice pool of people that we can tap with expertise to assist Natural Nano, and that helps us keep our burn rate down at a reasonable rate and get all the talent we want to have to move the company forward.
No, that's certainly very true. And what specific objectives have you and the management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Do some more joint development agreements. Convert last year's people that we've been working with for, you know, it takes a while. There's a sales cycle here of maybe a year, 14 months, 15 months before you get to where you can maybe have a commercial order, like we did for Fiabla. So our goal for 2009 is, again, is to convert some joint development agreements, establish some more with some in some new markets, and continue to expose our patent portfolio and do some licensing programs with some of these other companies around the world that are very astute in the nano business to use it for their products.
And do you think that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
I feel if they went on our website, and I'm obviously available, you can contact me through the website, my phone number's there. But if you went to the website, naturalnano.com, and read about halocyte, and that it's a natural occurring product material, I think they will understand that to mix halocyte in with products is a big plus for the marketplace. Companies are always looking for something that costs less, something that is stronger, something that is lighter. In the composite industry, for example, I mean, let's say if you took a door panel off your car and they could make that less expensive, make it stronger, and make it lighter and take some weight off the car. Same thing in the airline industry. They're looking at composites for the airline industry. So, again, if you can think lighter, and it's really the way to look at it. You know, if you cost less, you're lighter and stronger, and you got any of those characteristics in your materials, then it's a big benefit for Natural Nano. And I think that's what people need to focus on and understand it. And then to understand that Natural Nano has a very strong patent portfolio to back us up. So people will have to be going through our door and doing some licensing deals with Natural Nano in the future.
Certainly makes sense. And once again, joining us today is James Wemmett, CEO of Natural Nano, which trades on the OTC Bulletin Board under the ticker symbol NNAN, currently trading slightly north of a penny a share. And before we conclude, James, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Natural Nano as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think a lot of people, the word nano has been around for, you know, 4 or 5 years, a lot of talk, a lot of hype's been going on it. But lately, it's down to now really that does it work or doesn't it work? And you'll find that Natural Nano's products, and again, it validates with Fiabla and some other companies that we're working with, that nano's here to stay. Nano's something that we're all going to see and experience in the future in our products that we buy and that we utilize. And I think the public will start to understand that nano is a better material to mix in with other materials to make it lighter, stronger, and less expensive. So I think if you focus on those type of things and the customer can understand that, I think nano would be an excellent for investors to keep their eye on Natural Nano and what our future is going to be.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress.
Great.
And, thanks for updating us today.
Yeah, naturalnano.com. And again, you can contact Jim right through the website or give me a call, and we enjoy talking to our investor base.
Great.